And now we've reached the point in the show where Josh Ohnson reads the peculiar, the bizarre, the comical, the odd news with Ohnson. Odd news, Ohnson. See what we did there? The odd news with Ohnson.
I like when a listener takes what we've been talking about for like the better part of the last hour and then pulls it into one sentence and just says, hey, you could have just done all, you know, Ross didn't say this, but you could have just said it, whatever you were going to say there, but distilled it down to one sentence. So here it is on the Equitable Bank inbox from Ross.
Hi, Ross.
Nebraska could compete with, not beat, pretty much anyone in the Big Ten this year, minus Ohio State and Oregon, and there's a massive gap between the Huskers and those two teams. Massive beyond belief. Yeah, I pretty much agree with that.
That doesn't sound as positive, though.
Well, it is when you get 8 wins out of it.
It's true.
9 wins out of it. Yeah, the third best team in the Big Ten this year.
Down year coming for the Big Ten?
Maybe there's a tier. Maybe there's a tier between where you're like, yeah, Penn State is sitting somewhere in there.
Yeah, that's true.
Maybe.
I don't think of them often because it seems like Nebraska's avoided them for the last several years.
The last time they played them was in 2020, COVID.
2020.
And they beat them with Luke McCaffrey as their quarterback. Hmm. I think that was the last time they played them. Yeah. But I generally agree with the sentiment there from Ross. Josh, the odd news.
I'm going to start with your boy.
Who's my boy?
Perhaps the
Billy Joel?
Least charismatic player in the National Basketball Association.
Be careful.
Nikola Jokic?
No. Least charismatic?
Yeah.
That boy has riz. He's got riz all over the place.
Sneaky personality.
Where it comes from is confidence. And I have known no man who's more confident in what he does not care about what anybody else thinks about him. So he's
well,
got
it. That's
true. So you watch it, buddy.
Did you see his fit check?
I sure did.
Ahead of game one.
He tried to look like Gru from Despicable Me.
He didn't try. He succeeded.
Okay.
It
takes some pretty good riz to do that.
That's right. The defending NBA champion arrived to Ball Arena with a black and gray striped scarf and gray pants, similar to the outfit of Felonious Gru, the lead character from the Despicable Me franchise.
But mostly Despicable Me and not any of the remakes or the sequels or whatever. Despicable Me, great. All the other ones, don't need them.
Jokic starred in a teaser trailer for Despicable Me 4, where he seeks therapy due to Gru's followers, the Minions, thinking he's their boss.
That's the premise of the movie?
No, that's the premise of the commercial. Like, oh, you got to help me, Doc. All these Minions are following me everywhere because they think I'm Gru, and then they're outside the office.
Oh, that was the movie trailer?
And then it's like, Despicable Me 4 in theaters this July.
Wow. Exciting.
Like, it wasn't even a trailer for the movie. It was just
Steve Carell's still doing those?
Yeah.
Nice. Yeah. Get that bag, Steve.
That's right. We go to Coachella.
Oh, what? When was that? That was this weekend?
It was this weekend, too. It's a two-weekend thing now, and weekend two was last weekend.
And so this is the one where everybody goes basically out into the mountains in California, I assume? In California.
Yeah.
And it's out in the middle of nowhere, and they just get really dirty and listen to music.
Mm-hmm. Bunch of dirty hippies listening to music no one cares about.
That's right.
Many professional athletes have gone on to music careers. Remember DJ Diesel, Shaquille O'Neal?
I do.
But that has not yet led to a situation where famed former MLB player Will Clark is doing a 3-hour DJ set. That did not happen. I want to be crystal clear about that. However, the Coachella Twitter account meant to tag British DJ Will Clark about his set and instead tagged the former big leaguer.
Sure.
Who took it all in stride, retweeting the photo and saying it was a thrill.
This website is nonsense. I'm trying to pull up their damn lineup and it just doesn't, like their website just doesn't move. It doesn't work.
Coachella 2024 lineup.
Their website is breaking my computer, I think, at the moment.
It's probably, you probably have several viruses. and you'll need to see someone. Clark was a shining star in college for Mississippi State, teaming with Rafael Palmeiro in a combination known as yes. Thunder and Lightning.
Yes, we know that.
He also played in the for the U.S. in the 84 Summer Olympics.
Yep.
And went on to a lengthy MLB career with the Giants, Rangers, Orioles, and Cardinals. Six All-Stars, 1989 NLCS MVP Award. That's not who performed at Coachella this weekend.
Damn it, I was hoping it would be former MLB star Will Clark.
That's right, no. This DJ splits his time between the UK and Detroit. Interesting choice of American residents there. Put up quite a few hits of his own, according to this article, including Searching, Rock With Me. Not familiar with any of those songs.
Yeah. I love those songs. Let's just play a little Coachella game here real quick.
Okay.
All right. So it was headlined by Lana Del Rey.
Oh, okay.
Tyler, the Creator, and Doja Cat.
I'm familiar with all of those artists.
That's good. But are you familiar with the other notable acts, such as, No Doubt.
Very familiar. I remember reading articles about their performance last weekend.
Peso Pluma.
No.
Lil Uzi Vert.
Yes.
Ateez.
No.
Peggy Goo.
Peggy Goo?
Peggy Goo.
No.
Young Maiko.
Vaguely.
Really?
You just
heard that?
It could be the young I'm thinking of someone else.
Sabrina Carpenter, who sings all the sex songs.
Yeah, yeah.
Skepta.
Nope.
Flo.
From Progressive?
All caps, Flo.
Okay.
Tinashe.
Ta-Nehisi Coates, the author?
Don't think so. Suki Waterhouse.
Now, why does that ring a bell?
God, I don't know at all.
Is that the name of the main character in True Blood?
Chappelle Roan, Chloe, Ice Spice, nice.
Ice Spice? Why is she way the great hell question. Down there?
Sublime was way down there also.
I'm familiar with Sublime.
Bleachers,
Sublime with Rome.
Grimes.
Bleachers, I'm familiar. Grimes, Elon's wife, girl, baby mama.
John Batiste.
From Late Night with Stephen Colbert.
Le Seraphim.
No.
Blixt. Kevin Abstract. Ray. J Balvin. He had the McDonald's menu,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, J Balvin, yep.
Jehene Aiko.
No.
Krangbin. Krangbin.
No,
Lil Yachty.
Yeah.
Renee Rapp.
Yes, I know her.
Bebe Rexha.
I know her.
Coy Leray.
No.
Nav, Thames, Victoria Monet, Taking Back Sunday.
I know Taking Back Sunday.
88 Rising Futures. That's all one band. Olivia Dean, BB Trix, and many, many more.
I knew more than I thought I would know.
Okay.
In there. I'll be honest with you, everyone here.
That's what happened at Coachella.
Mm-hmm. Congrats, Coachella. You did it again, even though I read many an article that said the worst Coachella ever is worse than you think.
I believe it is now over. It is now complete. They have to pick up the pieces from the Coachellas.
That's right. Let's laugh at Jim Harbaugh.
Let's.
And his weirdo tattoo.
Oh, yeah.
Got a 15-0, and he got an M tattooed on his bicep, but like not the Michigan M. It's like
just an M.
Like somebody drew the Michigan logo freehand from memory.
Nice.
Like not the official logo.
He's got to get a better tat guy.
Yeah.
Yeah, you get a tattoo. Now the jokes are obvious. What happens when they take the national championship away? What happens when they rescind?
You can't. It's in permanent ink.
Various wins from the season, and mm-hmm. That's exactly right. Jim Harbaugh just made it so that cannot happen.
Mm-hmm.
Cannot happen. It is on his body forever. What a weirdo. I love that guy.
Weirder tattoo. Jim Harbaugh's 15-0 or didn't Rick Pitino get a tattoo for their national championship?
There's been some real good ones over the years. Uh-huh. How about the guy that I saw going viral recently because he committed a bunch of heinous crimes, but he had a Creighton Blue Jays new Billy tattoo on his neck.
Yes, he did. Yes, he did.
That was incredible. I can't remember what he did, but I think they were pretty bad. I think it's some pretty bad stuff.
I remember someone sent it to us like, oh, hey, odd news. And I read the story and I went, nope, I cannot do this.
Gosh, where did I But I searched guy with Creighton tattoo, and it didn't pop up immediately.
Not just like Billy Blue Jay on like his Adam's apple or something. Like the whole front
logo.
Of the neck.
Yeah. Yeah. The front, too. Mm-hmm. Like, very visible.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know what that guy was up to.
Not good stuff.
What do you think, like, somebody would have to... Because, I mean, we're getting close to, if not, we have already arrived at, like, buying space on people's bodies.
Like, Oh, yeah.
You would think that I wouldn't have to pay that much money to get a spot on Max Crosby's body somewhere. Because he's got so much going on already, it would just get lost in the shuffle.
It would.
Do you think I could pay Max Crosby, like, $15 and he would get, like, a 1620 The Zone logo on his shoulder or something?
I think he would consider it.
I think he would, too.
And he'd go, wow, what a revenue stream that I hadn't thought of before.
You just find a really, really tatted guy and pay him a small amount of money just to have a tattoo that just gets lost on the shuffle. Yeah.
Like in the 90s and 2000s, they would it was like goldennugget.com would always pay to have a fake tattoo put on a boxer's body.
What was the guy's name from Prison Break? What was the main character's name in that show?
I don't remember.
But he had the blueprints tattooed on his body.
He did. Michael Scofield.
Michael Scofield. It's just like that. He could still have the prison tattooed on his body, but I want a little 1620 The Zone logo on there too.
We can do this. We can find one athlete who's willing to play ball.
I think Max Crosby is the leader so far.
Definitely.
Yeah.
I'll send out a correspondence today.
Okay. Hey, just throw a couple bones your way.
Mm-hmm.
Connor Happer Show tattoo. Bayamon says 1620 The Tat. Also, Bayamon commented on while I was reading all the acts performing at Coachella. I have no idea what Hap is saying right now. He is speaking Greek to me. I didn't know what I was saying either. When's the next one? When's Lollapalooza?
Oh, great question.
That's in Chicago, right?
Right.
And I believe that is in the summer-ish.
August 1st through the 4th.
Okay, because I remember they were really advertising it when we would always go to Chicago for Big Ten Media Days.
Hey, Tyler, the creator's performing night one of Lollapalooza.
He seems like a pretty common festival guy.
Yeah. Blink-182, Sunday night.
Nice. Very good. All right, thanks, Josh.
Thank you, Connor.
That's the odd news. Matt Rhule, back to him. He had a quote that really stood out. He asked everyone who plays football, for him and not him, why would you go anywhere else? Hear Matt Rhule's pitch next on 1620 The Zone.